This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Franklin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio tonight on a cold, almost wintry night.
It is.
It's chilly.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
I feel like I almost have to wear like a down coat or something, which is
you know, and there's no joy in the studio or in Mudville these days.
Oh, there's plenty of joy. I had a very happy birthday and
well, congratulations.
Wonderful Thanksgiving.
That's right. Thanksgiving was good. Your birthday, I'm sure, was properly celebrated.
Believe me.
Unfortunately.
I had a great time.
It was, you know, I didn't play football at Virginia, and I'm embarrassed anyway. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. 19 out of 20 now for the Hokies, and we've been on the air.
I thought it was 18 of 20.
No, I think going back to 2004, I counted it up. This is 19 wins for the Hokies in the last 20 contests. So
I'm gonna double check you on that. I think there are. There are two wins in there. Oh, I got to say, it's been since Ahmad Hawkins caught that ball back in the 1999 from Aaron Brooks.
I think 98.
That the Cavs have beaten the Hokies in Bleaksburg. And
not this century, as they say. I think Al Groh, he got a win in 2003.
Yep.
And obviously,
I was there for that. That was a great
game. And Bronco, what, was 17 or 18?
19.
But in the last 20 contests, only the one that Bronco won did the Hoos come out with a victory. So it's a problem that needs to be fixed.
Either way, it's an abomination. And the the Cavaliers have got to, and I'm talking about the entire school, has got to get behind the football program. That's never happened. This talk about wanting to be Princeton during the week and Oklahoma on the weekend is the biggest bunch of poppycock. It can't be done.
No.
Virginia's got to find a way. Wake Forest is having an off year this year, and last year was not very good for Wake either. But in recent years, they've had more success.
Well, they certainly have, and Dave Clawson is a terrific coach. The thing it upsets.
But they have they have a system. In the first 2 years, if an undergraduate football player needs to catch up academically, they have a two-year program that allows them to get caught up with their classmates, and that's how they can
schedule
to graduate.
You know, Coach Grobe virtually redshirted everybody their first year in football. Now, that's become a little more problematic in the era of NIL and the transfer portal. You know, because redshirting guys, they may or may not think that's the best course for them. So I know it's a discussion between family, coach, and player. But at any rate, you know, the thing, it's
football,
upsetting
it's
from
still,
my perspective.
Hold on, it still works for football. Redshirting.
In some places.
It works if you set the expectation during recruiting.
Right.
You don't wait till the guy's on.
I understand that. And as I say, Wake Forest did it all the time a few years ago.
But the thing that upsets me
is you look at Duke and Syracuse, both first-year coaches, both sitting 9-3 at this point in time. So it can be done, and you can turn it around immediately. So it's just frustrating.
Well, you potentially can turn it around. Here's the problem. Virginia has got to make some changes systemically with transfer students wanting to come to Virginia.
Yeah, they have to make it easier they have to make it easier for kids to come.
I'm told that 13 players tried to transfer in the last 6-8 months and were denied admission enough of their credits were denied that it didn't make sense for them to even come because they want to eventually get their degree. That's a bigger topic. Anyway, all right. So we have a great show tonight. We've got Antonio Rice on the line right now. He's getting ready to come on. We've got Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia to talk about the injury report. And Virginia's got some injuries. And Terrence Gates, the one and only, is threatening to come in studio, which is just mind-numbing, Hubba.
Well, that would be good, but we'll take him on the phone if need
no,
be.
No,
but
no,
be,
no.
Be happy to see him.
No, he's going to meet me outside. I'm going to let him in.
Him in the door, huh?
Yeah, let the big man get indoors. All right, without further ado, Antonio Rice was a terrific running back. I remember the way he played. We don't have any running backs in the last 5 years that are even comparable. I mean, Bronco had one running back that was pretty good between the tackles, but he was only good for 2 or 3 yards. Antonio forced your defense to assign a safety or somebody to make sure he didn't break out and get 20 yards. You know, Antonio was an excellent running back and also a first-class student-athlete and a great friend of the program. Antonio, welcome to Who's Talking.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Hello. How about that?
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever you want to go with.
Listen, Antonio, you're such a good guy. If you think it's morning, that's good enough for me, buddy.
All right, well, this is Hobo here. Let me ask you, what's your fix for the program?
Wow. And so... That's a tough question.
Way to let him get acclimated to the show, Hobo.
Hey, well, my attitude at this stage is either drop it or fix it. I'm tired of mediocrity, so I think we got to figure out a way to be competitive. So what's the answer?
I think it all starts with recruiting, right? And, you know, Coach Elliott says something like, if you build a program correctly, then it will continue to grow and get better over the years. It'll kind of feed on itself. And George Welsh did that. George Welsh had a wonderful system. And if you didn't fit in that system would spit you out. And so now that was 100 years ago. And you can't look at really running a program like George did. It's just different with the NIL and all that good stuff. And so, I'm just going to go right to the heart of it. I think it starts with recruiting. And your recruiting has to start with, who can we bring in that's going to help you beat Virginia Tech?
Good.
Just that simple. That's where the recruiting starts. And so that's where your development starts. That has to be the key. Because if you can beat those dudes, especially in Blacksburg, and on a consistent basis, you're going to have a pretty darn good football team.
Yes.
And so the mindset has to be right. So, I mean, do you break down the whole thing and burn the house down? I don't know if you do that, but I think that the mindset has to be right. There needs to be a timer. As soon as that Virginia Tech game is over, you hit the timer. And yes, you want to play one game at a time, but at the end of the day, that's the team that you have to beat. You have to recruit in that regards, and that's kind of how it works. And then the other thing too is, which is the most difficult thing for any program, is the fact that you also need to build a program that kids don't transfer from. You want to play at Virginia regardless of what's happening on the field or in the practice or in the film room. You have to want to play here. There was no other place I wanted to go. I had lots of places I wanted to I was recruited by. And I came to a school that was one. That had won one game previous. And it was because of the school, it was because of the personnel, of administration. This is where I wanted to go. And there was no way I was going to transfer or anything like that. So there's got to be something in your heart, man, that says, this is the place that I want to spend in my next 4 to 5 years, well, now 7 years, to get my gain my education and to play the sport that I love.
Well, let's touch on that for a second. I think, you know, some players like Jonas Sanker and Malachi Fields were players like that. You know, they had decided, they had grown up in the area, and they wanted to be part of the football program. And they have made terrific contributions in their careers. Sadly, they're done. I mean, they've used up their eligibility, I believe, unless somehow like Fields and Sanker and a few others can get an extra year because of the shootings. I don't know. It seems like I'd heard that was expiring. But looking at what's happening now, and I've been told, and I have a hard time following recruiting now because it's gotten more complicated. It's really that simple. It used to be easy to follow recruiting. Now you've got to follow like eight to ten sites or something. But I've been told that Virginia has 13 verbal commitments, and we'll know Wednesday whether or not they can pull in anybody else. I'm told also, and my eyeballs tell me, if I look at the roster, that approximately 40 players are about to use up their eligibility will expire or they will graduate. Now, have you heard about any different numbers than that? Because, I mean, you're in Charlottesville and you're talking to folks in the program. Is there some good news out there that I'm missing?
Well, the good news is that our facilities are top notch, right? And so, okay, if you're going to attract any kind of recruit, you'll walk in and you'll see, okay, Virginia is serious about football. I mean, because you can't complain anymore. You have the incredible scoreboard. You have an incredible football facility. Only facility. I mean, so you got everything you need. You have everything you need. For the ability to recruit a kid from Tyree from Notre Dame, who probably wish he had the season back.
Yes,
because of our pro style offense, he wanted to. You know, if you want to go to the next level, this is a place that you can get there from here. And so the recruiting piece of it, I be honest, I really haven't heard a whole lot about that. But what I'm saying is the recruiting piece of it, you can get to the NFL from Virginia. And so that's the good news. Now, the other news, the other concern is the fact that, you know, can you get enough of them? You know, so a Jonas Sanker and a Malachi Fields, you know, incredible local kids. I just don't know if we had enough, but there.
Well, they got to find them. I mean, Antonio, some former players that I'm in touch with regularly watching the game said, we just don't have enough athletes.
Yeah.
And that's an indictment. One former player who is very astute and studies UVA football like a hawk, he said, air twos probably are their threes. And so when we lose a frontline player, the guy behind him just isn't even remotely capable of filling the spot. And I will tell you, the offensive line since Mike London's days, with the exception of 1 to 2 years where they seemed to block pretty well for Bryce Perkins and Bronco, they all left and transferred, went somewhere else, and betrayed him. So Brennan was left alone, which is still one of the most mysterious things I've ever seen. Other than those couple of years, Virginia's had substandard offensive lines. George Welsh used to say privately and publicly that he would go find 5 good offensive linemen every single year.
Yep.
And his recruiting program depended upon making sure that there was a hierarchy. There were the guys that were third and fourth year, and they were expected to play. The guys that were first and second year in any red shirts, those guys were learning the ropes. But Tom O'Brien was a Marine, and he leaned on those guys like nobody's business. Why can't Virginia get back to that? I say go find offensive linemen. I don't care if you got to pay them. Go pay them because the football program is going down the tubes if you don't. What quarterback can do anything? I don't blame Calandria for SMU and Notre Dame. How can you? The line was just a melee of just a mess. So go take the NIL money and go find an offensive line so you can build around that. Now, I don't know whether Calandria, you know, the portal hadn't opened yet. Can we go sit down with him and try to win him back? Because you've invested a lot of football and a lot of coaching and training into that young man, and he's healthy.
Yes. Yeah. So, listen, if I'm Calandria, I really look at who's coming back, what kind of protection. I mean, the kid got beat up pretty bad, man. I can't recall how many sacks. And so now you got to think about, hey, maybe he does have aspirations to play the next level. Can you get there from there with that kind of line? Probably not. So it goes back to what you said in regards to, hey, let's pay him, man. Let's get some line in here. George, you're absolutely right. George said, look, I'll get my offensive line, I get my defensive line, and everything else will work itself out.
Yes.
Just that simple. That was the focus. That was clearly the focus. And you saw back in the day how many kids from Virginia are playing in the next level from the offensive line and defensive line. I mean, we had those dudes.
Yeah, but as Frank said earlier, not only do we have to attract them, maybe pay them, but we got to get them in school. So there are a lot of challenges ahead for Coach Elliott and his staff.
And the bigger question, thank you for bringing that up, Antonio, everyone outside of folks that work at the U, they all say the same thing. The athletic department is 100% behind the football program. They're not sure the university supports the football program, you know, more than just a nod and a wink, you know. I don't know who we talk to. I mean, can we get a round table with some of the people on the board of visitors and say, hey, the next president, who I know they're looking for right now, can we find somebody that likes football? And let's get back to being a school that puts 50,000 people at Scott Stadium.
Yeah, man, it is so tough when it comes to our academic prowess. I can say that.
Yes.
I think fans like to look out on the field and say, "Hey, that is a ACC all academic," and I get it, man. It was important to us. One of the first things I was told and taught, say, "Listen, man, you come here, you better graduate because our graduation rate is the highest in the conference," and so it's important. Now we just got to figure out the balance.
Antonio, we thank you. We'll be talking about this at length in the future, that's for sure. Thanks for joining us. We're going to go to break now. We got the injury report, the Ortho Virginia injury report with Dr. Jody Smith after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment number two, and normally do our Ortho Virginia Injury Report, but I think Jody Smith has gotten tied up somehow. We will bring him in at the end of the show then.
Odds are he's dealing with an injury as we speak.
Yeah, he's probably trying to save somebody's ankle or knee or something. All right, let's talk about the ACC right now. First off, number 18 in the polls, Clemson, is going to face number 8 SMU this coming Saturday at 8 o'clock down in the Carolina Panthers Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Fortunate for the ACC that Clemson got in. I was thinking if it was Miami versus SMU, could be a thin crowd. But Clemson, I'm sure, will have some Tiger faithful in the stadium Saturday night. And this is a playoff game for Clemson. If they lose, they're out. So they understand have to win Saturday night to get in the 12-team playoff.
And that may or may not help Miami sneak into the college football playoff. Miami is on the, right now it appears, are they on the outside looking in? Now, The latest poll doesn't come out till tomorrow. That CFP rankings.
I would think it probably helps Miami if Clemson loses, because that knocks them out, and maybe the ACC would get two teams. Obviously, the SMU team would be the champion, and Miami might still get in. But I'm sure they're a little nervous at this stage.
Yes, I would tend to think so. Looking overall at the ACC, teams that have had good years and surprisingly poor years, Pitt probably had the most of a roller coaster we've ever seen.
Yeah, they collapsed at the end. And
now, they were coming back from a 3-9 season the year before.
I know, but they started 7-0.
I understand. I'm just explaining the coach had done a marvelous job getting them to 7-0, and then they couldn't buy a win.
Well, you know, they had a tough loss to SMU, and certainly the loss to us really sent them into a tailspin.
Duke has stunned almost everybody, particularly North Carolina, when they made that outrageous comeback. They were down like 3 touchdowns and then stole that game.
But Duke and Syracuse, we were talking earlier, both teams 9-3, both had a terrific year under first-year coaches.
Now, Boston College had a pretty good year. I think they were 7-5, 4-4. Louisville, again, a roller coaster team. They at least beat Kentucky last weekend.
Beat them handily,
which was a good win, because that game, I believe, was on Kentucky's home field.
I'd have to check that. I'm not sure. But,
yeah, figures. All right, Georgia Tech, the team I'm most proud of in the ACC, because let's face it, they essentially beat Georgia. They fumbled the ball with 2 minutes to go.
Oh, that was
and eight overtimes. And let me tell you something, Georgia Tech with a 7-5 season, you have to just applaud them.
That looks to be a program on the rise.
Florida State, what a disaster. And they're keeping their coach. All right, we got to head to break. We come back on the other side.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We've got Terrence Gates, the power forward of power forwards.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, one of the greatest intros of any song, any album. You gotta love that one. That's a classic. All right.
Even I know that. That's Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Well, so see, you know, you thought I only knew Frank and Perry Como.
You like Mel Torme.
No, right. I'm not a big Torme fan.
Oh, I think, or what's that guy's name? Michael Bublé.
Bublé. I saw him twice at JPJ. You know,
Michael Bublé.
He's a very talented singer.
You know what? He's a goofball. All right. We are delighted to have a good friend, longtime contributor, serious power forward, Terrence Gates, with us.
It'd be nice to have a microphone.
Hobbo was trying to deny Terry a mic in the studio. That was priceless. All right.
No, we were about to get Terry to say something, and he had nothing to say it into. So he's all mic'd up now.
Well, we really don't care. But anyway, all right, let's move on. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Great Thanksgiving.
Good.
Except for Saturday night. But
yeah, we're not talking about that.
Well, wait a minute. You had 23 minutes to fix the football program, and I didn't hear anything that was...
It's going to take a lot longer than 23 minutes.
I think we pointed out where the problems are. Now, the solutions, if you want to know the real solutions, somebody's got to go sit down with the dean of admissions, and let's correct this problem of accepting credits and not credits.
It's got to be the administration and the Board of Visitors making a commitment to be successful.
Listen,
all they have to do is survive for the next 2 or 3 years, and the rules will change drastically. So you just got to get that ship
off
the bottom of the ocean.
Unfortunately, the number one most expensive sport at virtually all Power Four schools is football.
No question.
And unfortunately, at Virginia, they've been doing it wrong most of the time for a long time. And I'm quite honestly fed up with it. It's the tickets are too expensive, the parking is too expensive, and they're not being fair to the coaches they hire. And everybody wants to crucify the AD, and I've been one of them all season. But the truth is, the university needs to get behind football.
Well, the AD, and we got to get to basketball, but the AD ought to be at the Board of Visitors meeting and pounding the table, telling them we got to change this. Well, the whole athletic program is going to go down the chute.
Should have been done 5-6 years ago. Well, Bronco went in there and told them.
Yeah, I know that.
Bronco said he only had 20-some athletes on the team that were ACC caliber. Remember that?
Yeah,
that is a problem. They need more.
All right, Mr. Gates.
More players.
Here's another concern I have: the basketball program.
5-2.
We beat
teams we should have beaten.
Four teams that are not very good. Villanova, we don't know yet. Obviously, got hammered by Tennessee and St. John's. We got a tough game Wednesday night against Florida in their building. First true road game of the season. Should I be the least bit optimistic?
Oh, I think so, yeah. A lot's happened, obviously, when you lose your coach. You lose your point guard last spring and Gertrude, right? And then you lose your heir apparent point guard in Worley. Then Kristen Bliss hadn't got there. You know, we have not had a team in, 10 years that did not have an experienced point guard running that program.
And as you well know, the point guard is critical. It's the quarterback on the basketball
floor. It starts the offense.
Well, someone who can penetrate a little bit. There's a lot of patty cake going on out there. Some of those games where, for 20 seconds or 22 seconds, 24 seconds, no one has even remotely looked at the rim to score.
Now, do you like the switch to the three-guard lineup?
I think it's – well – I think if Day-Day comes in and if he can grow into that position, grow into those players. I mean, think of the locker room right now. Who's supposed to shoot the ball with 4 seconds to go? Well, IMAC is, but everyone that we're playing is going to guard him, put pressure on him. We don't have a point guard. So there's a lot of things that haven't been sifted out yet. I just don't think that the pecking order's there. You've got all these transfers. You really only have two players that are out there playing right now, in IMAC and Rhodey. We got all these new people. Buchanan's a work in process.
Yeah, that's a good question. Part of our problem, in my opinion, is we really don't have a low post game at the moment.
No.
But everything's on the perimeter.
I want to throw this at you.
Go ahead.
I've said for years they ought to at least try to initiate a low post game and force teams to look over their shoulder back inside when they're on defense.
Well,
and then that player can kick it back out, but at least lob it in there. Buchanan is tall enough, you can lob it into him.
Well, but they got him in motion a lot of times. There have been a lot of turnovers trying to get the ball to him in traffic. And I don't know if he's the one, when he's rolling to the basket, the one you want to throw it to. I mean, you're asking him to do a lot. I think you're asking a lot of these players. Saunders is a nice player. He's around the ball. He rebounds. He moves. But should he be shooting three? For him to get a shot off, it's a 4 or 5 dribbles. And you're not going to have that amount of time when you're playing a really good team.
Yeah.
You do when you're playing at Holy Cross or someone like that, but a lot of these guys just haven't shifted into what their role is. You had TJ Power playing. He's kind of a catch-and-shoot guy. Well, if no one's penetrating, what's he catching?
Yeah, he's a catch and shoot guy. It's easier to be a catch and shoot guy if you're playing at Duke, where they have really good personnel.
When you have a point guard, can penetrate.
Well, Day-Day Ames has shown me that he's got all the parts and speed and the agility. And he makes his free throws, and he can get into the paint and shoot his little fadeaway.
He's a better shooter than I was told. You know, he can actually stroke a three-point shot, which is important.
But it's not his team yet. I mean, Worley, I saw an interview, we said we lost our point guard. Well, okay, so that's not Day-Day Ames. He's talking about Worley, right?
Yeah,
the
Worley,
kid from Florida State. So.
And he apparently is going to Gonzaga to play for Mark Few out there next year.
I mean,
year.
A lot of things just haven't been settled. I think Tennessee is a very mature team, a very strong team.
Yep.
I mean, St. John's is going to run up down the floor. I think this game on, was it Wednesday, with Florida is a big test for them. They don't have to win that game. They have to compete. But they were not competing the second half against St. John's or Tennessee. And that's the embarrassing part to me, where rebounding is, two-thirds of it's grit.
And do you think the defense is also a little behind the curve at this stage?
It's a little slow, and when you're thinking about it, you can't play it. I mean, you have to be acting, not reacting. You have to trust your teammates. And who are your teammates?
Let's ask the elephant in the room question: how much do they miss Coach Bennett?
I think a lot. But I don't think if he's coaching, we beat Tennessee.
No,
you know.
But we'd be playing better defense if he was still on the sideline.
Yeah, but we've been spoiled with some very experienced teams in the last 10 years,
yeah,
and we don't have one this year.
Experience, and the thing about Virginia basketball over the last decade that people overlook is we had a lot of talent. You look at the NBA rosters, there are a lot of former Hoos playing in the NBA and playing well.
Right, and they were younger kids, and now you're looking at that and you're going, who out there, we all have a chance to go to the NBA, but, Saunders at his size, I don't see that in that.
Now, by the way, let's go back to that work in the low post and throwing the ball inside. I would tell Sanders, I don't want you ever to shoot at the arc. I want you inside. The guy, he is, to me, a Charles Barkley type. And yeah, I would show him video and say, listen, Charles Barkley made a fortune getting rebounds, scoring down low, and learning to be creative and running the floor. I mean, Sanders could do those things.
I think he's a player, and that is part of his game, catch and shoot. Do you want him to score down low? Sure, certainly you do, but, I just don't think that we have to have the patience. I think the locker room's up for grabs. Who's the leader in that locker room? I mean, if he is a catch-and-shooter guy, is he the one they're all looking to? He wasn't last year the one they were looking to.
Well, he's not the kind of guy that's going to create his own shot.
Yeah, so, we need it's ripe out there for a kid to step up and kind of put him on
their back. IMAC is the kind of player that's really good if he's surrounded by a lot of talented players.
Or at least a couple of guys.
Yeah.
Well, but he's also now having to dribble a lot. I mean, he's having to expand his role. So, even he's out of his comfort zone.
He should not be dribbling in the backcourt. He's an outlet, not a let's bring it up.
Well,
against Holy Cross, he threw one across the court that made no sense.
If Day-Day Ames is not in the game and I'm the other coach, I am up in your grill.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of full court pressure on there.
Even if I don't steal it, you haven't looked at the basket.
Here's my thought. I think Wednesday is a reach game. It would be nice if we were competitive and played hard. But
By the way, Virginia plays at Florida. What time is this? 7:30 game or 7:15?
7:15 on ESPN2. I think the big game is Saturday against SMU, because that's the first conference game. It's hard to realize that SMU is an ACC game, but nevertheless, it's on the road. The SMU was a first-year coach. They were picked 13 in the preseason poll, so that you look at that and you think that's a winnable game, and I think it's one of those I think there are certain games in the season that tend to cause pivots, to use a basketball term. And I think, you know, it would be a tough week if they lost both of these road games.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, having seen three games in person and gone to a bunch of pressers now, I think Ron Sanchez, is growing into the role of being a head coach. I think he was caught off guard by this whole thing. Now, I know he was brought back from Charlotte and told one day. Well, one day became like tomorrow. And all of a sudden, he's sitting there in that hot seat. I think he's getting acclimated. I'm not saying he's comfortable, but I like his tone. I like his behavior on the sideline. I like the way he answers questions in the pressers. He's fairly direct. He's got a couple things going for him. Number one, Rhodey is playing way better than he ever did last year. That's a shot in the arm. IMAC is overcoming some foot stuff, and he will play better and score more. Buchanan, sooner or later, the light has to go on.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on that young man.
Well, I'm holding up a sign saying, Blake, catch the ball, score, make your free throws.
It would be a far different team if he was a low post threat. There's no doubt about that.
He's got to do it. Now, I don't know, you know, other than a few minutes, Tane Murray can give you a couple of minutes, but not much more.
He plays hard. We need some more kids that play hard.
He plays hard. He plays within the system, and he knows what to do. Defensively, he's usually in the right position.
Kofi has unbelievable talent.
He's got a great upside, but he's still you know, it's still the old Al McGuire line. The best thing about a first-year player is they eventually become second-year.
Well, fiddle faddle, that guy, every game he plays, give him the ball.
He's very talented.
He can score down low with the guys right next to him. He can go up and dunk it.
He's very talented. But
Ralph was like that. Ralph was skinny like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Ralph is a different. Nobody's calling Kofi Ralph Sanders.
No, but I'm saying he's tall, skinny, and can elevate.
But he kind of disappeared against Tennessee and St. John's with tougher competition. He's going to look good against Holy Cross.
But the whole team did. So, you know. The tide went out.
They're going to get. I think the team.
That's never good when the tide goes out.
Listen, the team is getting acclimated. They all thought Jalen Worley was going to be a factor this year.
But he was never going to be a savior. He can't score from the perimeter.
He was going to bring stability.
Yeah, he had experience.
Well, but our shots at the rim, I mean, when you start looking at some of those statistics, I mean, we've almost made more. We're averaging made 8.4 three-point shots a game, only 9.4 free throws. That's absurd.
Yeah, the Buchanan, that's the other thing he needs to do. He needs to be more consistent at the free throw line. The other guys on the team are doing reasonably well at the line.
You got to get there, too. You got to get there.
Well, the big guy's going to get fouled more than anybody else in general.
All right, we got to leave it there. Stay with us. We're going to our final segment in just a few moments, hoping to hear from Dr. Jody Smith. Stay with us. It's Who's Talking. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. 888.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is direct from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, all right, all right. This is a short segment tonight, but we are going to squeeze in 3 things. Number one, we've got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. We've got the TGI Fridays sponsorship of the
Olympic Report.
And we've got Terry Gates still in studio, so we're going to handicap some other ball games. All right, first off, let's do the injury report. Excuse me. Let's do the Olympic report.
Brought to you by Fridays. Don't forget happy hour, appetizers, everything at Fridays is terrific. So
whiskey glazed.
Stop by
chicken
and
wings.
Tell them Frank and Hobbo told you to come by. Just real quick, good news, bad news. Bad news is men's soccer got beat in the Sweet 16, 1-0, so they're out. But kudos to the volleyball team. They will be in the postseason for the first time since 1999. So 25 years since Virginia volleyball has been in the postseason, and they will play Sunday, December the 8th at 6 p.m. against either North Carolina A&T or St. John's. So congratulations to the volleyball team on a terrific year.
And they've done a fine job of rebuilding that program.
Yeah.
All right. The Ortho Virginia Injury Report. At least my mouth is working again. All right. Jody Smith. Dr. Smith is online. How are you, Jody?
Pretty good, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Jody, we're all right. Jody, we need to find out. You have sources. Christian Bliss, the backup point guard, has been in and out of a boot. He's practiced. He's not practiced. He's been on a bike. He's standing around. He does interviews, and then he doesn't play or didn't dress. What have you heard? Is his foot, does he need an operation? Is he going to ever play?
I hear he's close continually, Frank. I mean, it's his foot for sure. He's out of the boot. You know, I've heard a couple times they thought he was going to play, and then you know he'd go out and he had a setback. And I'm not exactly positive where we are, but I continue to hear almost, but it doesn't ever seem to happen. I'm not sure what the timing on it is. We certainly could use a point guard.
Hey, Jody, do you know, is it a bone issue, tendon? What exactly is going on with the foot, or do we know?
I think it's a bone issue, and I think it's something that it's a stress fracture type thing that they've been fiddling with. And I know he had surgery last year at some point, but yes. I don't know exactly if this is the same injury or if it's something different.
Well, it's kind of unbelievable because the young man, I got a chance to interview him this year at Media Day, and he wants to play. It's killing him that he can't contribute, and he wants to show people what he's got. He's, you know, he is a penetrator. He is a creator. He has a wild assortment of moves.
Well, the injury is that we talked about this before, but at the blue-white scrimmage, they had a shooting contest before, and he and McNeely were the two guys out there shooting the threes, so he clearly is a good perimeter shooter, and we could use, you never could have too many shooters. Isn't that right, Mr. Gates? Yes.
Well, correct. Well,
Terry never met a shot he didn't like, much like Haba. All right. You know. All right. We want to thank Ortho Virginia for everything that they've done for us, and we want to thank you for being such a fantastic contributor. I want you to stay on the line. We're going to talk about some big games.
Championship games.
Hubbo is very excited.
Well, we'll start with the Southeastern Conference championship game, the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Texas Longhorns.
Wow.
Looks like it's a pick'em game, so there is no – it's a even line.
So, Jody, I'm going to let you have first dibs on that one.
I saw Georgia struggle against Georgia Tech, but I still feel like they've been there before, and Texas is a newbie, and they've struggled at times. So if you give me even up, I'll take the Dogs.
The Dogs.
I have to think Jody's right.
And that game is in Atlanta. There's a game in
Indianapolis. That's an advantage, by the way.
That's true. Georgia, there'll be a lot of Dog fans there.
I think those Longhorns travel.
Well, they better, because Georgia, that's Georgia State, though. All right, go ahead.
Those boys got money.
Big Ten championship game, Ohio State got knocked out with the loss to Michigan, so the Nittany Lions of Penn State versus the Oregon Ducks. Oregon, the only undefeated team left.
Strange game, Hobbo. This is not one we saw coming because everybody assumed Ohio State would be there, and it would be Ohio State versus Oregon.
Rematch of that game they played earlier in the season.
So this is the game that Penn State fans have been begging for a decade.
Yeah, James Franklin needs a win in a big game.
He hasn't won a big game before. What will they do? Ever. I'm not sure they're ready for Oregon. But
Oregon is favored by 3.
What do you think, Jody?
Where's the next time
Franklin wins a big game will be the first time, and I'll take the Ducks.
I agree with you. We're on the same page there. Terry, what do you think?
I'm going with Penn State, for gosh sake.
Okay, you're going to be a contrarian.
Damn right. Now, let me just follow up. If Penn State loses, they get in the tournament regardless? Or
I think it puts them – number one, it forces them to have to play their way into it, right? Meaning they're going to be that first weekend.
Right.
You don't want to be there. You'd like to be one of the four teams waiting.
All right, last but not least, Charlotte, North Carolina, 8 o'clock Saturday night. ABC has the coverage. The Clemson Tigers backed into the game because Miami lost, plays a very good SMU team. How do you break that one down?
Strong
Looks
feelings.
Like Clemson's favored, which surprises me.
I'm not buying it. Dabo has more experience in this situation. However, I think SMU has the speed and the quarterback. And Clemson's going to have a hard time dealing with that.
And no question, Clemson has to win to get in. If they lose this game, that would be 4 losses. They're not going to the tournament without a win on Saturday night.
I think they've won like 9 or 10 games in a row. They're on fire.
And if Clemson wins, SMU probably gets in, and that may leave Miami out. So a lot of action this weekend. We'll break it all down. Hey, we haven't mentioned yet. We're on at 5 o'clock next Monday.
5 o'clock next week.
And early show.
We think Noah Greenbaum, Dave Teal. We want to thank everybody for listening to Who's Talking Tonight. It's been a lot of fun. Jody, thank you. Antonio Rice was great earlier. Terry was in studio with us.
Talk to everybody next Monday at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock next Monday. Take care. Go Who's.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.